make it up as we go along. A little skin on skin, toe to toe. We can make it up as we go along. A little skin on skin, toe to toe. We can make it up as we go along. A little skin on skin, toe to toe. Yeah, we can make it up as we go along. Cause we got chemistry. Yeah, we got chemistry. Yeah, we got chemistry. Yeah, we got chemistry. Yeah, we got chemistry.
To Bilingual Sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Proudly serving all of Southern California and cities worldwide. Streaming online at bilingualsounds.org and on the Bilingual Sounds app.
Anymore. Hey there, friends. Welcome to Bilingual Sounds, Support Your Local Scene. I am your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they're all about. I have missed saying that. It's quite a mouthful. But this week, we have Church Burglars. Once again, we just can't get rid of you, can
nope.
we?
You're I'm just stuck here.
Yeah.
Jinx. Jinx again. Haha. All of the radio waves are now a witness that you owe me at least one soda.
Do you want to opt for like maybe a Celsius or something? Like,
yeah, I don't really drink soda.
Okay, so. Yeah, me neither.
A nice like one of those fruity sparkling waters would work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho,
what are we here for? Church Burglars. How's the project going?
Good. It's going good. The new year, obviously we weren't doing anything over the holiday times, and then LA caught fire. So that put a hiccup on things.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we've been working on a new album and we've got a new song that we're going to share with you all today.
Yes.
So that's super
exciting. You're
going
to get a little taste of that new mm-hmm. album tonight. So stay tuned for the whole new song
is out right now. So when you listen to it on the radio, you're going to love it, and then you're going to go download it and listen to it a bunch of times mm-hmm. on whatever streaming service you use.
And I can't wait for you all to hear it if you haven't yet, if you didn't set your alarms for 12 o'clock today.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the meantime, we're going to get right into the tunes. So this next one is Make Me Make You by our friends at Triangle Fire. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. HD3.
Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Support Your Local Scene. We are in the studio tonight with Church Burglars, and you just heard Today from the Subconsciously Conscious album. And you have a new album coming up. Did you play any of your new songs at the Viper Room show? That was last night.
Yes, it was mostly new material. Mostly new material. So anybody that was lucky enough to see it got to see not all of the new songs, but a lot of the new songs before they're even out yet. Mm-hmm. We did play the song Invisible Man, which is out now, but it was really fun because we just got to do new stuff. And like, sometimes there will be people that know the songs and will sing along, but that wasn't the case because nobody had heard the songs yet. So it was just us kind of vibing and showcasing our stuff for the first time. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
I know all of the new stuff, though.
You know a lot of the new stuff, yeah.
I sing along.
Yeah.
I always sing along.
That's true, yeah.
Well, usually it's more screaming, but... Yeah. And then I can't talk for the next day, which is excellent for my radio career.
Yep.
So the thing I always notice about live shows with the Burglars is how locked in you always are.
Yeah, because we don't use any click tracks. We don't use any backing tracks.
Just straight rock and roll.
Like, when you look at the stage, you are looking at all of the sound, mm-hmm. which I just prefer, because music is, to me, it's a communal experience and it's a religious experience. Mm. So to have something like pre-programmed in advance of like how it's supposed to sound just kind of ruins the vibe. Like, it would get boring, honestly. Like, when we set up to play, we generally have a set list. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll mix it up, like, as we're setting up on stage. It's like, what if we did this one instead? But we honestly do not know how it's going to sound because we don't have any clicks or backing tracks. You could hear Two Roads and it's going to be a different tempo, a different everything every time you hear it. And you know, part of the fun of that is we just mess up sometimes. Like, we have to just,
it's free jazz.
We have to just improvise because we'll get locked into a jam and remember that we have to finish the song at some point. And then we got
to... Who's usually the one to remind everyone, like, oh,
It's usually Chris playing the drums because the drums is the foundation of any band. So, like, when we get really locked in and we're like, okay, now we got to get out of it, we all kind of look at Chris and it's like, okay, time to figure out how we're getting out of it. Yeah. But sometimes I'll be so locked in that we'll be like locked in coming out of it and I'm still turned around, like locked in with everybody, and then I have to sing right away. So I'll usually miss the first couple lines coming out because I'm locked in and I'm just in it. And I'm like, oh, I gotta sing. Oops.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to, like, because you kind of have to switch mentally between, like, totally being locked in and, like, okay, now we have to play the songs.
Do you think you cannot get to that place if you have, like, clicks or tracks or...
Well, no, it's just different. It's just different.
It's not bad, it's just different.
We recorded with a click track just because we wanted that nice kind of polished recording sound. Yes. But you can still lock it. I did notice it when we were recording, though, that you lock in differently when there's a click track. Because when there's a click, there's something telling you where the beat is. Versus when you're just playing as a group, you know, the beat is wherever the four or however many people collectively feel that it is. So sometimes it pushes a little bit, sometimes it pulls a little bit, like, and that's just what makes it sound the way it does. And that was actually the hard part about recording, is we would... there was one song that's not going to be on the album now, because when we play it live, it just sounds different than when we recorded it, because we tried to record it with a click track and it just didn't work. So we just have to, I mean, that song's going to be on a later project, but we just scrapped it because I was trying to, you know, mix it and whatever. And it's like, this just doesn't sound like us. It sounds like a different group of people.
Interesting. So we're going to go back into a music break, but when we come back, I do want to ask you about particularly the collaboration involved with this new single. Cool. So for now, this is Sentido by Introverted Funk, and you are supporting your local scene. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Únete a nuestra comunidad en las redes sociales.
Busca Bilingual Sounds en Instagram.
Find out about exclusive artist interviews, performances, and enter to win free concert tickets.
Support for AA5 HD3 Bilingual Sounds comes from our community partners, Arroz and Fun. Located at 1822 North Broadway in Lincoln Heights, near the 5 Freeway, Arroz and Fun offers a variety of Asian-inspired rice dishes, such as their Soboro Don dish, which is smoked ground chicken thighs served over rice with an egg yolk, or their vegan and gluten-free option, the Cabocha Squash Congee dish. They also serve a variety of drinks crafted by Cipota Coffee, inspired and created with Latin flavors, such as their spiced Salvadorian mocha made with cacao, cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove with your choice of milk, or their vanilla panela latte created with house-made vanilla bean and panela syrup. Arroz and Fun is open Wednesday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More info and a full menu can be found at arrozandfun.com. That's A-R-R-O-Z and fun.com.
For a while, when I act so cold and mercantile, just another name upon my shelf.
there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds, 88.5 HD3. That was New Roark City by James Booth and The Return. I always want to say that like Laszlo Cravensworth from What We Do in the Shadows.
New York City.
Yeah.
We said, jinx again.
Jinx again.
Give me another soda.
I owe you two sparkling waters.
Two sparkling waters. If you could give me two different fruit flavors. I like the black cherry ones.
Mm-hmm.
And like the orange, like creamsicle one's really good. So those would be my two preferences.
I guess we're making a run to a non-sponsor for 7-Eleven. Yep. But I guess that's where we're going after this. Mm-hmm. But in case you haven't heard, we have Church Burglars in the studio with us this evening. And howdy. We were just getting into sort of the art of collaboration.
Yeah.
As far as your project goes. And so since we will be showcasing your brand new single.
Brand new.
Just a little bit here at the end of this little talk break we have here. Tell me about the collaboration involved with this song in particular.
This song in particular doesn't have anything unique from how the whole album was recorded. So this single is leading to a whole album. And... Mm-hmm. We recorded the whole thing in about 2 days. We set up in our bass player Bobby's house because he's got a little room with drums. And I brought, between Chris and I, we have enough stuff that we can record drums because I've got like a 20-something channel interface. We've got a bunch of different mics. And we rehearsed the songs pretty well. Like we had an idea of what we were going to play, and we just kind of set up and did it. Well, actually, so first what we did is we tried to just record everything on its own. Mm-hmm. We tried to record just the drums, and then we were going to do just the bass and
isolated takes and everything. But then what actually worked was just playing it all together.
Chris was playing everything great, but it just wasn't
It wasn't vibing.
Yeah. And then every time we would get together and like rehearse the songs, it was always vibing. So it's like, well, why don't we just record it that way?
Yeah.
So we recorded the bass, the drums, and rhythm guitar all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take it and add a little extra glittery guitar and vocals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
make it sparkle.
It was just fun because we knew enough to know that we didn't totally know what we were doing, mm-hmm. but we knew the songs. So part of it was a bit spur of the moment, but a lot of it was just fun because we were just playing together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really how it should be. And
yeah.
I see that, I guess, the creative harmony between all of you. I really see that particularly when we shot the music video. So the music video, it's not out yet, but
there is a music video coming for Invisible Man.
And I am responsible for it.
Yep. It is a Carissa Kelly original.
Yes, it is. I shot it, directed it. And I don't know if I should give away the location. I'm not going to, but
we can give away the plot. So the entire idea for the music video, because the song is kind of like Western-y themed. It's kind of like sci-fi
as you're
cowboys,
about to hear, yeah.
But
cowboys and aliens.
Yeah. The for the video, we were in the middle of the desert with hobby horses and cowboy hats, just like jumping around.
Having
the time of our lives. So
I was sincerely pleasantly surprised to see the playfulness that came out with you guys.
Yeah.
Particularly Connor.
Yeah.
Your fellow guitarist. Mm-hmm. He's usually like very stoic, for any Church Burglars fans. If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like he was just hamming it up and One of my favorite moments of filming that music video. But I'm still hard at work editing it. It's it's a hefty project, but it's a labor of love, and I'm really proud of it. I hope you are.
And shout out to Amazon, because we bought all of the props on Amazon, threw them around in the dirt. We're in the middle of the desert, so everything's covered in dirt. And they just accepted the returns of everything, no questions asked.
Well,
so,
they weren't dirty.
They weren't. I tried to like brush them off.
We didn't return them disgusting.
Yeah,
we're not like that.
But you know, shout out to Amazon. If anyone like needs prop rentals,
though.
If anyone needs prop rentals, just buy something on Amazon and return it before it's
just make sure you keep like the necessary packaging and
So that's when you eventually watch the video. That's why the tags are still on the hobby horses, because I wanted to be able to return them.
Anyway, without further ado, we hope you like this song and the subsequent music video release as much as we do. So this is Invisible Man by the Church Burglars.
One bullet.
Support Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3 by donating online at bilingualsounds.org.
Friends, welcome back to Support Your Local Scene. And we've had Church Burglars in the studio with us this evening to highlight your brand new single.
Yep.
So it is out there now.
It is out right now.
It's
everybody
on the airwaves.
Can go listen to Invisible Man by the Church Burglars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good song, if I do say so myself. I'm a little biased, but
I do say so. And
yeah.
I'm clearly the objective radio lady.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was one of the first ones we wrote for the new album, so it was
mm-hmm.
We're pretty excited to release it and whatnot.
And it's also rewarding for me because I heard the song when you just played it on guitar for me. And it's been really cool to watch it change and shift and grow over time. It's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
I wouldn't say a couple of years. Like, the writing process probably began last year for this song. Because I write stuff and then leave it, don't touch it, and then come back to it when it's time to make an album. And I'm like, okay, well, I've got a piece of a song here, a piece of a song here. Oh, a complete song. Sick.
I'm very much the same way with all of my creative projects. Nonetheless, it's been great having you back in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, always. So now is your opportunity to plug any shows or your socials. Yep. Whatever's coming down the line for you.
Social media is the biggest place to stay up to date. Instagram is just at Church Burglars. I only really use Instagram. TikTok.
That's fair.
TikTok, I don't know if it's still around or not. But chess.com, we are at @churchburglars_theband if anyone wants to play me in chess. But yeah.
Not chess.com.
Yep.
I just have to giggle. Anyway. Invisible Man by the Church Burglars is out now. And yeah, wherever you get your music, listen to it. Love it. I also can't wait for all of you to see the subsequent music video. Not sure when it'll be out. It'll be whenever I can finish editing. But yeah, so excited.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in again.
Absolutely.
And this last song of the night is Breathe by the Church Burglars. It's a long one, but I encourage you to stick around. Thanks for supporting your local scene. Good night.
You're not the only one to come here next to me.